Hi, guys.
I'm Meg Malloy.
There was a brief second there where our listeners thought maybe this was just you today. And then I ruined it.
You're not so lucky. Julian is here, too.
I am here. I'll try not to talk so much.
Today was an exciting day because we had a very exciting dude on. And his topic, his soft spot that he picked, and we kind of got all over the place, but he talked about skateboarding.
Yeah, and I have to say,
when he said his soft spot was skateboarding, my panties about slid right off.
That was before he even knew what he looked like. And then you were like, oh boy. He looks like a lawyer.
No, I knew he was a dapper looking Dilfy type.
He looks like an old timey lawyer for the skateboarding companies.
Yeah, you know? He does. If they were in like the 1800s.
He'd be like your friend that when the cops show up, you send him to talk to them.
Oh, for sure.
Because he looks like a man.
Yeah.
You know?
He looks like someone who never really makes bad choices.
He's in a lot of commercials, and he's always like...
We were sitting in the airport. Was that the airport?
I don't know.
We were sitting... I want to say it was the airport the other day, and I was like, look... It's Chris Fairbanks.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
what was
twice
that?
In 10 minutes, he was in...
He was in the background of, like, it was an electronics commercial or something like that.
Yeah.
But he's really good at playing the guy that's like, oh, really? That sounds like a good deal.
Yeah. He's awesome.
But anyway, he's really funny. He has a podcast with our close friend Karen Kilgariff.
Mm-hmm.
Do You Need a Ride? Where they give their friends rides to the airport and record it, which means Karen is driving and podcasting at the same time, and that's incredible.
She's a goddess.
It's unbelievable.
She's a goddess.
I wouldn't even be able to ride in a car and podcast at the same time. She's driving the thing.
I know. You're not a multitasker.
It's unreal.
But Karen is magic.
I remember the old days before her My Favorite Murder blew up. She used to do that podcast in a Honda Fit.
Yeah.
And now she doesn't.
Yeah.
It's none of your business what she drives now.
It's a pretty sweet vehicle.
It's not a Honda Fit. We'll put
She'll
it that way.
She'll kill us. Yeah. She'll kill us. But yeah,
okay, it's a Mercedes G90. It's that huge tank.
No, it's not. They're hilarious together, though.
They are. They're
great.
So funny. They're great. Anyway.
They're two of, like, the funniest people I've ever met.
Yeah.
So.
And Chris's stand-up style is... it's that style where it feels like he doesn't know what he's going to say the whole time. The jokes just kind of like fall out of his mouth and you're like, this guy has never done comedy before, but then everything's perfect. It's very annoying to watch as a comic because you're like, oh, that's talent. we talk about skateboard. He's from Montana.
About, yeah, Montana.
Which is kind of like the Texas of the Northeast because West. Just because it's flat.
It's not flat, though. He talked about mountains and skiing and stuff.
I wasn't listening.
And Texas is not flat either. Part of Texas is flat.
Okay.
But part of Texas is very mountainous.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's right. You always tell me, oh, and it's swampy.
Well, I mean, there are just, I'm from like the swampy swamp parts, but there's forests, there's desert, there's mountains, there's all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about Montana because I've never been there, but I've heard that it's really beautiful.
Yeah. I want to go. There's like 1,100 people in the whole state or some crazy statistic.
I love that.
I know. That's great.
I love that.
By the way, I was on Doug Loves Movies recently, or I taped one. I don't know when it comes out. And Daniel Van Kirk talked about being, he's going to be the junior grand marshal for the Galveston Mardi Gras parade.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know. It's like next week or so, or whatever
so
it is.
That's so rad.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Why do they have a Mardi Gras parade?
Because we're right next to Louisiana.
Oh, I see. I don't know stuff
like
that.
Dude, he's going to have a crazy time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, what's your job? He's like, I don't know, throwing beads, I think.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's just going to Mardi Gras.
Beads and titties, baby.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Aw.
Oh my God.
Have you been to that parade?
Yeah. I used to go when I was a kid. I definitely snuck out a few times as a teenager and went to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's bananas. It's nuts.
Wait, teenager, how old? What are we talking about here?
Like 16. I remember.
Did the girls stay inside?
I don't know what you're even talking about. But I got a lot of beads.
Okay.
Back in their prime, these things were prize-winning trophies.
it's hard to hide that many beads when you sneak out to go to this thing. You can't come home, and your parents are like, where did those beads come from?
I literally had a duffel bag full of beads.
Oh, my God.
So he's going to have the time of his life. He's going to have the best time ever. I love Galveston. Mm-hmm. It's so close to where I grew up. I grew up like 20, 25 minutes away.
And yeah.
It's just, I have a soft spot for that place.
Yeah. The whole place is a soft spot because it's a swamp.
It is. It's pretty swampy. And as soon as a hurricane hits, everything is even more wet. So
I mean, I always picture like how gross a swamp is anyway. Mm-hmm. And then if it gets kicked up by wind.
Yeah, man. Ooh. And the displacement of like gators and stuff whenever there's a natural disaster there. It's like not for the faint of heart.
Displacement sounds
you've got like serious balls if you still live in Galveston at this point, considering what's happening to the climate.
Displacement of gators sounds like there's like a march of refugee gators that are like,
no, somebody
that have been
posted
displaced.
A video from, oh God, what was the last hurricane? Honestly, there have been so many in my lifetime, I can never keep the names of them straight.
But it like blows gators around?
Well, no, because everything is just, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
My parents' house has never had anything totally nuts happen, but there was like a dryer door that ended up in their pool and like a full size tree.
It sounds
just
like,
fell in there.
It sounds like nature partying.
So yeah, pretty much. So all of the like swamp creatures, mm-hmm. you know, their swamps get all messed up and they go looking for shelter.
Oh, they really are doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the video? There was a video in Clear Lake, where I'm from, of a like baby gator just hanging out in somebody's dining room.
What?
That had like 3 inches of water in it.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes me sad.
I know.
Because it's a baby.
It is a baby. Yeah. But it's still a gator. It
That's
still
true.
Will snap your neck.
I'm always amazed by people who live near gators and their casualness with gators. Like, they'll just, like, walk up to a gator and, you know, grab it by the tail and stuff.
Yeah, no, I can't say I've ever seen that really happen.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely at our old lake house, whenever I was really young, we would get my dad's boat flashlight and go over to where Gator Creek or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Basically a gator hole where there were so many of them. It was like asses to elbows with the alligators.
Oh,
and we'd
God.
Shine it on them and they'd jump so high.
They'd go nuts.
Yeah. I was like, nah, you know.
Like it was like a crane game.
Yeah.
Like, pick me, pick me.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Ugh. No thanks.
So, yeah.
Do not go in there.
Anyway, he's going to have a great time in Galveston.
He is.
Woo!
He's going to have a great time. He's going to see some gator tits.
Yeah.
So let's get to our interview. It was super fun. He's great and fun. And
he talks about skateboarding. So
if
you like to skateboard or if you like to make out with boys who skateboard, you're going to love this.
Stay tuned. Fairbanks.
That's me.
Fairbanks sounds so distinct. I mean, not distinct. What's the word I'm looking for?
Distinguished.
It does.
It's easily distinguished from the Fairchilds or the
Oh, you know what? I was thinking of Fairchild.
Yeah.
Fairbanks is garbage.
When I did that Premium Blend show years ago, D.L. Hughley, and who am I to talk because I almost messed up his name.
Yeah.
But he called me Chris Fairchild.
Oh, no.
But I was like, close enough. And then I walked out.
I refuse to let our current culture make this too sensitive for me to talk about. But there is a long history in comedy of whenever you have a black host mispronouncing white dudes' names hilariously. It's really great.
I think that usually he doesn't. I think in this case, he was drunk. And because he was like partying in the green. He was super nice. But
yeah.
And I met him before. And he asked for specifics, and he said his name out loud to my face. I'm like, wow, that guy's nice. And then he goes, Chris Fairchild. And I'm like, who? And so I went out, but I could see them on the sides, like, doing the
like, don't
slice
say
your own neck.
It.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. No, they just said, don't walk out right now. I'm like, too late. People are cheering as I was already walking out. So I had to go back the next day and reshoot just walking out to the mic.
Oh.
And it took him a few, like, he couldn't
Chris
Fairbanks, he really wanted it to be fair or something else.
Yeah.
So we reshot it, and I put my watch on the other wrist and changed my hair. So if you watch real closely, you can see my hair shrink and my watch jump.
You actually dressed in your Chris Fairchild's outfit.
Yeah, yeah. You mean the evil version of me?
The hilarious example I was thinking of was Kurt Metzger he started comedy in Philly, and most of the scene was black, and so they couldn't, they could never pronounce my Metzger. He's like, I don't know why, it doesn't seem hard to me, but like, they just didn't want to do it. He goes, the best one I ever heard was a guy goes, all right, everybody, this guy's so funny, I love him so much, he's so great, put your hands together for Kurt! Because he just made my first name longer.
That's one way to handle it.
Kurt.
What was this Hughley show?
Oh, it was Premium Blend way back.
Wow.
03.
03.
Yeah.
How old were you in 03, babe?
I was 8
years old.
18
years old.
Yeah.
Oh, right. 18, why did I think 19? You were born in 1995?
I don't know.
Because your skin is so good today.
Oh. Yeah, you're born in 85 then, right?
I was born in 85.
Yeah. Oh, what a year. Mm-hmm. Back to the Future had come out.
Exactly.
So I was Meg 10.
Yeah, that's not, that's you being 10. It's when someone was, when I was already doing comedy and working and paying taxes, and someone I'm dating was just born.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's.
Or at that point. No, mm-hmm. never. It's while I'm doing taxes, like last year, and the person I'm dating was just born.
Right.
Never
Wait,
mind.
What?
I don't know. I've been wanting to start over since minute one.
Let's start now. Ready? Chris!
Yay!
Hey!
Hey, I'm back.
Fairbanks.
No, it's Fairchild.
Oh! That's a shame, because Fairbanks is so distinguished sounding.
Yeah, it's distinguishable. From other fair.
So you're drinking hot coffee out of
Wells Fargo. I do not like their overdraft fees. I am, yeah.
Out of an at-home mug.
I've found that drinking beverages and snacking on podcasts is what something people love to hear, those smacky, mm-hmm. smacky, like kissing fully sounds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jello, like Jello jiggling.
Sloshy. Like Jello jiggling.
Yeah, people love that sloshy shit.
Like that.
Yeah. Everyone loves that stuff.
People are sick of that polished, produced, early podcasting that people used to do,
mm-hmm.
you know.
People want the pops and clicks. That's why they still listen to vinyl.
It's warmer.
Yeah, yeah.
To have the
it's
sipping.
Deeper sound. Mm-hmm. It's deeper sound. I actually don't... But I listened to some tapes recently at my dad's, some cassette tapes.
Mm.
I thought they had a pretty good... I liked how there's a warm...
I think cassette tapes have a warm... There's a warmness.
They have a quality to them, and they got such a bad rap. Or is it rep?
I was going to say, is it warmness? Or isn't there a better word? Oh, warmth. That's it. Thanks, babe.
No problem. Are we gonna not talk about how you pronounce warm?
No, we're not.
Okay. Did you notice anything strange?
Oh,
warm.
Warm.
Oh, yeah. It's like a combination of warm. Well, now I just said it.
Yeah.
No, warm.
No, he said it right.
You say it sort of like a pirate. Warm.
Oh, whereas we say it more like worm.
Warm.
You said worm.
Warm.
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 Yeah, he likes.
Boy, we say it the same.
Like, warm.
Yeah,
along with most of the country. I don't know why I have to turn it into a divide up our states.
I'm like a guy who leans over the side of the boat and puts my hand in the ocean. I'm like, it's warm.
Yeah, exactly.
It really sounds normal every time you do it. If you could say other pirate words around it,
that's possible. Maybe I'm in an abusive relationship.
No. That's the only word I can think of that just stands out to me, and every time you say it, I'm like, what?
It depends on what you say around.
She's
it.
Like, there goes Dingback McFoolahan again with his saying warm all weird, and then I talk to another person like, you don't say it weird.
Yeah, yeah. Why do you have a black eye?
She also tells me that she's the only one that would ever love me. Is that true?
That is definitely not
okay
true.
To say, it's just that she's screaming it right when you wake up. from the foot of the bed.
Yeah, that's my alarm. No, I actually, we get up and we scream into each other's faces, let's get this bread. That's
yeah,
what we do.
That's our new thing for 2019.
Chris is old enough. I don't think you even have heard of that.
No.
It's a young kid's meme.
Let's get this warm bread.
Let's get this bread?
Yeah. It's,
yeah. Let's get this money.
Oh, I've heard of money being called bread.
There you go.
I know.
You're basically 30.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I do young person thing.
You still skateboard.
Everyone that listens to our podcast expects me to be, they say, I thought you'd be an 80-year-old man. And I didn't know that I had an old man. For the longest time, I had a girl's voice.
Yeah. And then he switched right to
like
old man.
Like when I was a little boy, everyone's like, oh, ask that little girl where to. And I'm like, I'm a boy. That's
screaming, I'm a boy is never helping anyone's case.
No, especially at the dance club. The dance club. Now I am 80. I should have just said club.
Why do your listeners
cream,
think
dollar bills, y'all bread rolling in it. Homie, darn it. I always blow it. I don't know when I got an old man voice. Yeah, I still skate.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
So Chris Fairbanks,
I'll
your
get in a
soft
fight.
Spot.
I got in a fight last winter.
Did you?
Well, some guy punched me unprovoked, but I was like,
that's
normal.
Yeah, that's
normal.
I had a similar experience
that
recently.
That happened to Julian, too.
People
punch. Wasn't that
it's going to come up every few years. Get ready. Let's quit just not... going to boxing class. I'm not going to go to boxing class.
I want you to know that I look up to you in a manly way because, A, you are a known skater, and that's...
My friends in Montana know me as a skater.
But also, I think you have a delightful temper, like an old man temper.
Oh, yeah.
And when I heard you got into a fight, I was like, yeah.
I have an old man temper, too.
Yeah, you do.
I don't regret the temper when there's times where I'm pretty proud of myself when someone is being inappropriate or acting terrible and I immediately reprimand a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
And it works, and there isn't physical. But
anytime,
like when I was younger, if you get in a fight, even if you're in the right, even if it was a drunken lunatic, the next day you feel terrible.
Yeah?
If you punched
I didn't get
somebody.
Into a lot of, no fights, actually.
Or now, like, an argument with a stranger. If it gets close in traffic, some guy with some lunatic in Venice came out, and he had, like, some club thing, and I screamed at him. And he was the person that was a crazy person.
Right.
But I screamed at him, too, and I felt bad for, like, 24 hours.
Really?
Like, bad, like, oh, man, why do I let myself? And I'm like, thought about it more. I'm like, wait, that guy was a lunatic.
He was about to bash your skull in.
Yeah, there's times I just wish I was Chuck Liddell. Wait, is there a more current version?
you're about 9 MMA fighters ago.
Yeah. The guy I'm talking about is currently being calfed.
You're like, well, I was going to say Hulk Hogan or Randy Macho Man Savage as a joke, but they're all back.
They're all back.
Hulk Hogan's back?
Oh, he's always back. That Hulk Hogan.
I don't like when people are back and they were never there, like the Backstreet Boys. When they came out with that Backstreet's Back All Right song, I was like,
this is their first
album.
Went anywhere.
That's the most amazing trick I think anyone's ever pulled, is having that be their first hit. Backstreet's Back. All Right? All Right? Don't ask any questions. All Right?
Opposite phenomenon.
We're back.
Opposite phenomenon. LL Cool J, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. No, you haven't, LL. Yeah. It is absolutely a comeback. You haven't had an album in 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. You mean the 10-15-year gap between this
don't
and going
call
back
it
to Kelly?
Don't you call it a comeback?
I don't think so, man. I don't think so.
I will knock your mother out or whatever.
I will knock your mother out.
What was that song?
Mama said knock you out. Mama said to knock you out.
My mother told me to knock you out, and that is why I'm doing it. For my mother.
She said don't call it a comeback either.
She also said no cussing and be home by 8. Time to punch you now. I used to love that song so much, and I would listen to it while cutting down small trees at snowball
for
ski
a job
area.
Or your temper.
Yeah, just to deal with my anger issues. No, that we would like clean up the ski runs.
You're like
in
a
the
real
summertime.
Mountain man.
It was how we got our passes every year. They're expensive.
Let's let the people know you are from a state that not a lot of people are from.
It is. It's true. It's the fourth largest state, and there isn't even a million people in it.
Did we already mention it? Do you know where he's from?
Montana, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you listening.
It's all up here. Yeah. Once he said he skateboarded, I was like...
Oh, who's this guy? I bet he's got a wiener. And if you don't, we're so sorry.
Oh, man.
That seems like something you could lose in a skate accident.
Well, that's what the story was about. I'm supposed to be trimming trees up at Snowball. And I started to slide down, you know, listening to LL. Which I believe stands for licks his lips a lot while talking. Do you know as he does that a lot?
He does. Well, there's so much of the lips that he's got to...
He does.
They take so much moisture from his body.
I get chapped when I travel.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose I lick more when I'm in drier states.
Yeah.
But he does it to punctuate sentences.
Now, does the mustache...
He'll, like, be hosting and he's like, this mustache is disgusting.
Well, does it make your lips dry?
It contains allergens. I sneeze more when I have it.
Uh-huh.
And it's just gross, but I'm like, I wonder if it would help me.
But it goes so well with your last name.
And I book commercials.
She couldn't be more right. And you book commercials based on your stash. Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Mm-hmm.
You should grow in, too.
And you were Magnum P.I., is that
probably
correct?
Not.
In a commercial, yes. It was a cat food commercial.
He wouldn't
commercial,
do the commercial.
They couldn't get Tom Selleck, especially young Tom Selleck. And that's where I came in.
Julian did have a beard for a minute, but he never...
It wasn't good.
It wasn't a good one?
It doesn't look good on me.
I liked it.
She liked it, but I look at pictures now, I'm like, nah, it wasn't working.
Well, I have a thing
I never
where
tried to shape it well, but...
No hair comes here, and I mean it. Like bald spots.
Yeah. Chris like is pointing to his eyelids, by the way.
It's like, oh, half my face is alopecia.
Mm-hmm.
And that, but you know, the goatee comes in strong, but.
Ooh, you
my
goatee.
Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to hide that much.
No.
But the mustache comes all the way like a goddamn man.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take from start to finish to get that mustache?
2 weeks.
Wow. Whoa. You should sell your testosterone to other men.
I mean, at this point, it's been a couple months.
Okay.
But I have to trim it, you know, shape it, trim it.
Which you know how to do from your experience.
Days of cutting off my own penis up at Snowball Ski Area. Not to be confused with
so
Snowball.
So were you a skier as well? Does everybody have to ski if they live in Montana?
I grew up skiing.
It should be called Mantana.
But I'm snowboarding came around sixth grade for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think I got my first snowboard in 89.
Okay.
I painted windows for Christmas to get the board.
Painted windows for Christmas?
Yeah, like happy holidays.
You're also an illustrator.
Happy holidays and snow scenes. Mm-hmm. And it was fun.
Yeah.
But it was cold. Sometimes the paint would freeze before it would dry. And then thaw overnight and then melt. And then I'd show the next day and... A nativity scene. It looked like a bunch of burn victims.
Salvador Dali nativity
scene. Yeah, I had to
scene.
Redo. Yeah, so yeah. I'd have to bring a hairdryer. It was so cold.
Ugh.
Yeah. But anyway, that's how I got my first snowboard, and so I only skied for a couple years,
mm-hmm.
and then I started. But I still.
What's more dangerous, skiing or skateboarding?
Me and all my friends still call it skiing, even though
you're snowboarding.
You wanna go skiing tomorrow? Like no one calls it snowboarding.
Okay.
Would you like to tomorrow go snowboarding or
like
shredding?
Not cool.
I love calling it skateboarding.
Yeah, it really confuses
it really
people.
Bugs people.
It
not skiing. I meant actual skateboarding. It was funnier if I had left it and then I corrected it to a not funny joke.
You asked. Sorry. Before that, more dangerous skiing. I think is more potential to twist your knee off. Like knee injuries. Snowboarding, you're basically wearing an ankle brace the whole time. But I separated my shoulder one year and I went in at Mammoth and I went into they have like a hospital in there. There was a doctor, mm-hmm. a real one, not just like a guy dressed like a skier.
Yeah.
and it was just lined up with it, a bunch of like women that looked like my mom that were like, I want to learn to snowboard today. And they fall, you catch an edge and fall back on your wrist. They all had broken wrists. It was like 20 people with broken wrists. Like
just holding, like waiting, holding their wrists.
Yeah, which Ooh. Probably doesn't happen that much.
Chardonnay in the right hand, broken wrist in the left.
Yeah, with skiing, you're probably not. You're holding a pole. You don't have time to break a wrist.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. So it depends on the injury.
Were you a skier? I forget. I always forget if you skied much.
I wasn't very good at it. I thought I would be good at it because I did water sports like my whole life. And I was like, I learned how to water ski when I was so young.
Yeah, wasn't it like child abuse like, young?
No, I had a pair of Mickey Mouse water skis.
Yeah.
I did learn when I was like 4, I think.
Yeah, that's too young.
They were like tethered together.
That's America's Funniest Home Videos young.
But I was good at it. And so I was like, how bad, you know, how hard can skiing be? And then I did it and I was terrible.
You would have been great.
I didn't even
to do...
ski the whole time that we were there because I was like, I just can't do this.
Yeah. You would have been perfect for the top of the pyramid of those water ski pyramid trick they do. At 4, you
my friends and I were trying our hardest so we could then edit it to Vacation by the Go-Go's.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Please,
but you're not
the
old.
Bengals?
But you're not old.
No. I saw it on MTV Classic, VH1 Classic. I was out.
I love the Go-Go's.
I was doing head spins with my breakdance friends, and then we came over. They were playing old VH1, so that's how. But it is hard to do a water ski pyramid. And you're right. That, to
I
me,
even,
is the
I can't
biggest,
even imagine how they do it.
It's 3 lengths of rope and then 2 lengths that are, you have to have different lengths of rope so you're tilted
How do you
back
get up?
A little. You, everyone gets up
like
together
that?
And you climb on each other.
Oh, I always thought they formed it while skiing. That's ridiculous. That would be impossible.
No, it's, and so you need a super strong boat.
Mm-hmm.
We got close once where we had 2 friends, girlfriends that, we got up on 2 skis with someone on shoulders, mm-hmm. and that was hard to do. But then you're halfway there, and then so we got, I think we got 5 people and never got someone to the top.
Yeah.
You need like a nimble squirrel human to get to the very top.
A 4-year-old
it's
Meg.
So,
maybe
so
a
hard.
4-year-old Meg. But.
Yeah.
But everyone has to be holding onto a rope, and they have to be as the...
But the only people with skis are the bottom. Everybody else
right.
is just feet.
Yeah, that would hurt your shoulders.
Right.
But you're right, yeah. So you have to drop all these skis, you have to kick them off, and mm-hmm. then you have to go back and get them. And if you're trying this dozens of times, we were exhausted by the end of the day and never got close.
Oh,
I
man.
Never tried that. I did try, like, I would get up on my skis, and I was able to kick off one and then slalom and put my foot into the single ski. That was like the only cool thing that I learned how to do. And that felt pretty standard.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's it's hard to do that though. Now with new water skis, you can just get up on one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the new
You're right
water
though.
Skis.
That's what everyone's like, "Oh, you snowboard, so you'll take to surfing, or you skateboard, mm-hmm. so you'll
Doesn't
take to snowboard." No,
nope.
But snowboarding and water skiing, not wakeboarding, water skiing are to me the closest. So you were right.
Snowboarding and water skiing.
Yeah,
I could see that.
The one that does hold true is, oh, you're a skateboarder, you would be good at petty vandalism.
Right. You must enjoy spray painting swear words on walls.
Cusses.
I like when everything someone knows about skateboarding is from like The Simpsons.
The 2019 FabFitFun Spring Box is on sale now.
Yay!
Treat yourself with items in it such as whey leave-in conditioning spray.
Ooh.
Fancy. Mm-hmm. There are Quay sunglasses that are super cute. They're like aviators. There's a robe in here.
That is reminiscent of our Top Gun episode.
I love this robe. It's beautiful.
The aviators. The robe.
The aviators. Yeah. I was like, what about Top Gun with a
Sarah
robe?
Sarah Tiana. Yeah. Okay.
And there's some products by Dr. Brandt. No More Baggage Eye Depuffing Gel.
I need this entire bottle on my face right now.
This tired mom can't wait to try that out.
Let's be honest. Who has the bag problem in this relationship?
Do you love discovering new products? Are you a beauty and fashion maven constantly on the hunt for the next best thing? Ever read about or spot something online that you've always wanted to try but never have? Then you must try FabFitFun.
FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box delivered four times a year with full-size beauty, fashion, home, fitness, and wellness products for just $49.99 a box. Full size.
It's a great gift idea. It's honestly like so much bang for your buck.
And how much bang? Over $200 in retail value in each box.
Well, the 2019 spring box total retail value is between $347 and $354.
That's crazy.
It's nuts.
You're making money.
You are. It's great. I love it. I have found so many new favorite products. I have gotten this as gifts for people that I care about. Mm-hmm. And I can't say enough good things about it. I love FabFitFun. I always look forward to getting new boxes.
It's like Christmas.
It is.
Yeah.
Like Julian said, there are no samples. Every box is guaranteed to have over 200 in retail value. And it's... many products' individual value is more than the entire cost of the box.
It's crazy. It's so fun. Sign up for FabFitFun today. These boxes always sell out. Use our code SOFTSPOT to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code SOFTSPOT to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200. And in this case, in the spring box, over $300 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use our code SOFTSPOT to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box.
Hey guys, it's 2019, which means new year, new you for most people, which also means overcrowded gyms. Don't abandon your New Year's resolution by February because old habits die hard. Is one of your resolutions to get in shape this year? Mine is. Take control of your fitness journey this new year.
Beachbody On Demand is an easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of super effective workouts you can do from the comfort of your living room 24/7, unless your living room is closed.
This is the company behind P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, T25, Brazil Butt Lift, heyo, Hip Hop Abs, and 3-Week Yoga Retreat, and so many more. You get the best trainers, you get motivated by celebrity super trainers, you know, like Sean T, Shailene Johnson, Tony Horton, and Autumn Calabrese.
Can I just say I've been doing work with Tony Horton, and it's been a blast.
Hundreds of effective workouts for all fitness levels, ranging from bodybuilding to weight training to cardio to yoga and even dance workouts. You can work out on your schedule with workouts as short as 10 minutes that don't require any extra equipment.
What I really like about it is they have a huge support community, and that's what it takes sometimes for these things, is accountability.
That's what it always takes for me.
And people know if you're working out or not. You get to say that you're working out. You get to help other people do it, and you feel like you're not alone, and somebody's watching you, and you better work out.
When you can see your progress and you have like something concrete to go off of, mm-hmm. I think that it always sets you up for more success than if you just kind of go to the gym and...
Yeah.
See what happens.
I've been doing lift 4 with Joel, and I gotta say, these muscles...
Feeling tight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now, our listeners can get a special free trial membership, including their new 14-day results plan, where you can lose up to 9 pounds in the first 2 weeks when you text SOFTSPOT to 303030. That's SOFTSPOT to the number 303030.
You will get full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, which is crucial, and the results plan to get you super fast results and support. It's totally free. Just text SOFTSPOT, SOFTSPOT, to 303030. Hey guys, it's Meg.
And Julian from
the Soft Spot.
The Soft Spot. I was hoping you were going to say the Soft Spot and that you weren't doing another podcast with someone else.
Well, I am here to tell everyone about another podcast.
We are very excited about this new podcast.
It's called Humans Who Make Games with Adam Conover. and it's a podcast about the people behind your favorite video games.
Adam Conover, you know him from True TV's Adam Ruins Everything. He loves video games, will not ruin video games. He loves to talk about video games. Each episode, Adam interviews a different creator to get the lowdown about how they make their gamer dreams come to life.
Guests for this season include Edmund McMillan of Super Meat Boy and The Binding of Isaac, Derek Yu of Spelunky, Aquaria, and Eternal Daughter, Rich Vreeland, a.k.a. Disaster Piece, and more.
If any of those games sound exciting to you, you're going to love this podcast. If you are obsessed with video games and want to get an in-depth look into how they are made, then this is the show for you. Make sure you don't miss a single episode. Subscribe to Humans Who Make Games on iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. What was the town in Montana?
Missoula. Nice town of about 65,000, liberal college town.
65,000?
Liberal arts college, and it's in that town.
That's so funny.
Not a liberal town.
You grew up in a much larger town than I did, and you grew up in Montana.
There is, it's one of the bigger...
I mean, that's a city.
It's like a... Is that like a major camping destination?
Sure. I would say... anywhere on the western, Missoula's on the western edge where the Rocky Mountains are. The rest of Montana is like another Dakota. It's flat. And well, I say that, but then I went to Billings for some comedy festival. I always thought was flat and boring there. It was beautiful. It was like buttes.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't have that big Rocky Mountain shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's the top. Yeah. That's the top of the line in terms of topography.
But Billings has a million people now, I think. No, there's no way. They have like, I'm wrong. The Billings had like 100,000 or more.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows now?
The big city.
But I really think the whole state isn't a million people yet. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
For how big it is.
That's nuts, yeah.
How's the cell service? I'm kidding.
Horrible. I'm thinking about switching just because I visit. I'm like, I go there enough to be...
Yeah.
It just says no service.
You're right. Yeah.
It used to piggyback. It'd be like, Big Sky Wireless.
It's that emoji where he's just like, oh. So you grew up in Missoula.
Uh-huh.
Named after Johnny Missoula.
Johnny Missoula, the old... Nah, what is it? I don't know. I think it's an Indian word.
Okay. Yeah.
Native American.
Native American. First Nation.
And I'm not First Nations, it's more Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that we could use that for everybody.
I think you can.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you can. I should not have corrected
you. Does Montana border Canada? That's a fun question.
It's basically
I should know the answer to.
It's like a panhandle of Canada.
Okay.
said that my whole life. Doesn't make sense at all. If it was a long, skinny state, it would make sense.
It's a huge square.
Yeah, you couldn't even grab it.
It's like a mug handle. It could be like if you trace the outside of it, it's like a mug handle of Canada.
A mug handle of Canada. I like that.
But it's a handle that would snap immediately if you tried to pick up Canada with it because it's so small.
Don't talk that way about me. We like talk about inanimate object.
Yeah.
How dare you say
metaphorical.
That the soil is less fertile than the other to where you couldn't grab it like a damn handle.
Well,
you can grow bananas in Montana. That's what they said to homesteaders. They lied to them.
So you can
grow bananas in Montana.
What a weird selling point.
Yeah, I had an old girlfriend that did a documentary about homesteading in Montana.
Huh. Wow.
And this lady that's 100 years old was like, they said you could grow bananas in Montana. And I thought that was so funny.
Wait, did they
They then zoomed in on a card, an advert that said you could grow bananas.
Is that the Montana accent you were just doing?
To try and get
the advert. Mm-hmm. Is that how they talk?
We have a lot of wallabies. I don't. Marsupials. I don't do accents.
Missoula.
It's funny. My nephew can be all different types of people from the UK.
Really?
He's got his Jason Statham guy. He's got the more proper.
He's got his Michael Caine.
And I'm not good at accents. Can you do accents?
She's great at accents.
It doesn't come up much, though. I'm not into espionage, you know.
Yeah, that didn't sound like anything.
No.
You just said espionage.
Yeah. I said it with a face.
Now, how do you say warm?
Like... Worms! Oh, worms! Oh, I'll turn up the air conditioning. Worms! You want a sweater? Worms! Oh, you want to go fishing?
So you're a teenager in Missoula. Where I think when you're a kid, before you're a teenager, right? And you grew up in a town where there wasn't a whole lot to do, right? Suburban.
No, there wasn't a whole lot to do.
And I don't know why I'm assuming Missoula doesn't have a whole lot to do. I guess I'm just being.
No, certainly not. People would just. It's not that way now, but people would drink a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But up and until drive 12, around downtown and mm-hmm. kids would fight.
Right.
It's all they do.
But from like 0 to 12, it doesn't really matter, I feel like, as much. You know, as long as you have like someone to play with, it doesn't matter. Then you hit teens and it's like, oh, I live in a place that is not good for this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you, is that when you picked up skateboarding?
Yeah, and that was when video games were first, like, people had Nintendo, like, the first Nintendo, and mm-hmm. I had friends that did that, and I'm like, nah.
They had first Nintendo?
I had it, but I didn't want to play it. The very first.
Okay.
You were more of an outdoorsy kind of guy?
It made me crazy. If I looked at the screen that long, and I'd start to, it would trigger... Voices in my head.
You're like
I hated
man.
It.
You're like, yeah. You're like Robert Redford in that movie that people use the meme but don't know the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What is the movie?
It's called, oh God.
Wormwood.
Young Robert Redford?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty young. He's like, it's the one, the gif where he looks at you and he smiles and goes like that. You know, and he's got a full beard and he's wearing like full a mountain beard. Man mm-hmm. bear mm-hmm. coat. Anyway.
Oh, right. I don't know.
The name of the movie is the name of that character, and it's an awesome movie. I saw it on TV one day. It's great. But anyway.
Someone's going to tell you.
Let's edit all that out. That was so boring.
Okay.
if you talk about a meme and it goes great, it's still boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even good. So,
Tell us about your skateboarding. Were you a bad kid? Were you a good kid?
When did you get your first one?
Yeah, it was, I think we visited a cousin in California, or of my mom's friend's kid, and mm-hmm. he had one, and I just wanted one after that. That's really how.
How old were you?
I was pretty young. I would say 12.
Mm-hmm.
But now kids start at 4, like your abusive childhood. which is amazing.
Were you good right away? Because I tried to do it, and I was so bad. I had
friends that picked it up right away or could ollie up a curb right away, and it took me a while, but I just kept doing it. And mm-hmm. then I had older friends. Once I was in high school, I was hanging out with older friends that like drank beer and had porno VHSs.
Mm. Wow.
But they cared about me and liked me, and my mom was like, yeah, I don't care, hang out with these guys, they seem to worry about your well-being. Mm-hmm. She just wanted to make, you know, which is why I liked that mid-90s movie so much, because that was a big storyline with that. Her kid gets hurt, and then she goes to the hospital, and all his friends are passed out in the waiting room, and then she knew he was okay, even though he was smoking.
Oh, the movie mid-90s.
We haven't seen
it
yet.
It's great.
I thought you were referring to that one movie from the mid-90s.
It's called mid-90s. Yeah,
I want to see it really bad.
I was tearing up through the whole thing. There's real specific details, and I guess it's about Jonah Hill's childhood.
Who knew?
I think that he was a chubby kid that hung out with them, and they accepted him because that's kind of cool about skateboarding. Yeah. They didn't. But I got good with those guys. And then right when I was, whatever, if there's a peak with skateboarding, that was time to go to college. So it's like, what am I?
Oh, right.
But
we're making it sound like you didn't, I mean, you were really, you're good.
I was pretty good.
You took it pretty seriously, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I've
I've
never quit. I think that's the thing. Everyone's like, oh, I used to skate, and then I
Where do you skate now?
Well, I have a fake hip now, so I have been rehabbing from that. But I have started again, and I am...
Here we go with the hip.
Relearning stuff.
Wow,
but man,
that's crazy.
All the rehab.
This dude had a terrible hip, huge hip surgery, and was like, I'm going to keep skating. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
It's working. I've learned even new tricks. There's certain things I can't do because it's my front leg, so I have to like learn it the other way.
Right.
Like, like
the
flip.
Hip, the hip,
I always
the
like
hip flip. You can't do the hip
I
flip.
I do flip tricks. Like there's guys that skate pools, and I should be doing that. It's lower impact, and but I never learned how to. When you're wearing knee pads, you have to learn how to slide on your knees. And that always, I've always just run out of everything. But if you're skating something big, it's like, well, I.
You got
to
slide.
Makes
out
it
of.
Scarier to try and run out of, you know, and if you're on skating a 12-foot pool or something.
Do you have a lot of fond, like, warm?
I
damn
need
it.
The fond, warm memories about what?
Of when, you know, when you first started to get good at it. And, like, did you have a crew? Did you have a crew? Did you have a crew and all that?
Yeah, it was.
Did and they have fun nicknames?
They are still my best pals, you know. They've, you know, all skateboarding aside.
Mm-hmm.
It just, and they're, like, lived in my neighborhood.
There's Missouls, there's Worms.
And there's the East Side Daggers, we got the West Side Scorpions. There was the Midtown Shredders.
No.
No.
Did you ever compete?
There was, no, not really, no. There was a couple, boy, the very first skate contest I was in.
Mm-hmm.
That was like in the launch ramp era where you'd early grab and go off launch ramps.
Yeah. Ugh.
And I was not feeling well. So I was a kid. I wasn't hungover, but I landed and diarrheaed my pants.
Like, no!
All the way down my legs and just knew. And all, not a bunch of people, but the first girls that I ever saw watching skateboarding were all in attendance. And I felt it happen, and I just kept skating. I just kept skated out of the parking lot, walked through the baseball fields, and went home. Just went home. And I was wearing pants my mom made that were, like, white, like,
no.
With flecks of black. Like, but they were just, like, drawstring pants.
Uh-huh.
And they,
not good for diarrhea.
I, as far as I know, though, nobody, I would have heard about that.
Oh, sure.
Oh, wow. Undetected,
no one ever said anything.
You diarrhea yourself in Montana. People know about it forever.
I, of course, told people about that the next day, even though it was like seventh grade. It was like a skate demo or whatever, just a skate jam.
Can you
it wasn't
walk
a contest.
Me through?
They weren't like, up next, Chris Fairbanks.
He's going to shit his pants.
He's it's doing a trick. New move called the down in downtown Julie Brown. Let's see what the hell it is. Whoa, that is not what I expected. Have you ever seen anything like this in sports? I saw a heart attack during a wrestling match, but that was worse. It was classically just an explosion.
I love that your mom made your pants. That's so sweet.
Yeah,
I'm not done with the diarrhea.
My stepmom made me pants, too. Yeah, they're sewing, man. Mm-hmm. And I was into, back then, skate pants were just big, baggy drawstring.
Uh-huh.
Like almost Zubas. Remember Zubas?
Do Colin? I remember Zubas?
Dare to be different.
Yeah.
They're like but they MC were all the same. Hammer pants, but they were tiger striped.
Mm-hmm.
They had all the different NFL colors.
And you go to
the
gym with them, you put Zinka on your nose, a boost.
Oh, yeah, the
and
zinc.
You just lift weights with your bleached hair. That's a childhood I didn't have. I don't know who I'm talking about. A young Hulk Hogan.
Can you walk me through the anatomy of your body as it shits itself because you landed a trick? I don't understand that.
I think that, and I've learned to breathe more with my bar method classes.
That's you gotta, true.
Because I realized recently that my whole life skateboarding, I would hold my breath when I would try a trick.
Right.
And I don't think
sense.
That makes... Yeah, just...
I think, in general, anything you do in life,
that's
when
scary.
You hold your breath, that's probably a recipe for shitting your pants or, or something like that. Something bad's going to
That's why
happen.
I always breathe when we have sex. Because my instinct is to hold my breath the whole time. But who can hold their breath for 30 seconds?
I've been trying to when I do something skate related, like do a trick. Mm-hmm. breathe in and exhale as I'm doing it. It's like a new... And
that
I
would
think
seem
it's
so
just,
hard for me to remember.
It is. It's like, oh, now I'm concentrating on another thing. Mm-hmm. But I think after a while, once you're instinctively...
So you hold your breath, and then what, the jarringness of...
I think in the case of the big... The
jarringness?
Big,
jarring.
The big John Spencer ass explosion of 88.
Isn't it crazy how our organs betray us at, like, the worst times?
Yeah.
Your butthole was just like, nope, as you landed. That's crazy.
I mean, and now they're betraying in a different way, just gradually because of age.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about that.
Oh, Chris has colon cancer.
No, but I've had a lot of eyes up there to see if.
Oh yeah. Oh man.
Or cameras, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Eyes, cameras.
The fun thing is if you go
tongues,
in,
whatever.
So many phalanges. This is a weird doctor, Dr. Tongue. Oh, Dr. Tongue is weird. What?
Is this gonna hurt? Not the way I do it.
Eastern medicine. This feels more southern.
That's a t-shirt you could buy in a fishing shop.
When I was 12, I had a t-shirt that said eatin' ain't cheatin'. I did no idea, of course, neither did my parents know what it
was. That's awesome.
I was a little kid with a gas station pussy eatin' shirt. It's so amazing to me. I vividly remember it. And there's no photos, though. You
That's
just have to take
so
my word for it.
Funny.
I had a t-shirt.
I think we found an episode title in that.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, eating and cheating.
Oh, I thought it was gas station pussy eating shirt, but that's fine. We can do it.
Either way.
I had a shirt. It was a cotton, regular cotton t-shirt. And there was a very short trend of these like majorly 3D shirts where it was these plastic or rubber outcroppings of like, it would go really far off the shirt. They would sew rubber into the shirt and it would make images that were like, so I had an eyeball that was like the size of a cereal bowl.
Oh, wow.
Sewn into the shirt.
That's
and it was
creepy.
A giant eyeball the size of my whole stomach. And on top it just said, looking good.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and I got my Malibu driver's license.
And the eyeball was down low, like an eyeball pot belly?
Yeah.
Weird.
Isn't that weird?
I do have a shirt that says, my grandkids think I'm an ATM machine.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's I got money.
And there's a paper doll, like a fabric embroidered dollar flapping off of it.
Yeah.
So that's the only 3DT I got.
Well, the one I saw said, because they think I have money coming out of my ass, and then they have the the cash coming out of a butt.
Really?
Yeah, that's like the top of the line one.
Man, you have to get that in the blacked out, curtained off section of Spencer Gifts.
I just remembered I begged for a Who Farted t-shirt and got one.
Really?
And it had fake holes in it with brown stains around it.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I used to wear that all the
time.
You
know what I still want to this day, and I've found crappy versions of it, is a damn seagull's hat that has seagull poop painted on it.
I've never seen that.
There's realistic ones where
gross.
It's like, you know, the white, and there's a little flecks of black. Like, it looks like seagull shit all over this head. Damn seagulls. To me, that was the funniest joke when I was a kid. Then there's the shark attack investigation squad or whatever, and there's... tears with blood.
Right.
It's my favorite genre of comedy clothes.
FBI, female body inspector.
Mm-hmm.
Remember
that always goes over well.
Yeah.
Some weird uncle.
That dude always voted right.
Yeah. And it always says Myrtle Beach at the bottom. Some shitty part of South Carolina.
Daytona.
No offense.
I performed in Florida one time, and it was like I'd never been to, like, it was like a real beach, one of the beach towns. I'd never been to like a real spring break or anything.
Yeah.
And all the shirts,
like
I was like
NASCAR
blown
people.
Away. I was like, I think I'm a comedy writer. These shirts are funnier than anything me or my friends have ever thought of. What was it? it was the sleeveless ones that say, I flexed and the sleeves flew off or something stuff like that, real good stuff like that.
But the best shirt
the
you ever
time.
Had was, I had an original Wrangler shirt that said, Wrangler butts drive me nuts.
Oh, yeah.
In pink metallic
writing. It was an amazing
and
shirt.
And he stole it. And
I
then
stole
he left it,
it
in a hotel while he was...
on my trails, somewhere. On my travels. I'm so mad.
I had
it was such a good shirt.
Yeah.
Because it's true. If you ever see a nice Wrangler butt.
Nothing better.
You go fucking cuckoo.
Did you have any funny shirts when you were? It's less of a lady thing
no,
to do.
No, girls don't really. I don't think too many girls did that. I did for a while collect the ones with like the airbrush bikini body.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
the cover-ups.
Oh yeah,
I would get one everywhere I went. I wanted to get as many of them as I could,
just to represent all the different female body types.
Yeah. Exactly.
yes.
Different levels of tan, different tramp stamps. Some of them have like a gem where the belly button is.
Oh
like
yeah,
a belly
like
button
a treasure
ring.
Troll.
Yeah.
Am I making this up, or is that a shirt that Eric Andre wears almost every day?
Probably.
I think every picture of him, he's wearing one of those naked lady bikini shirts.
There was a girl in my middle school that used to wear a shirt that said, "My pussy's down here," with an arrow.
I've always liked the idea of that arrow pointing straight down and it's saying, "I'm with stupid."
Oh, that's good.
But to your butthole.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of bringing
of
back
butthole.
These shirts, but remixing the things that are
to
on
make
them.
The jokes not make sense is great.
Yeah.
To make all those like.
What if when I was young and skating and got diarrhea during a skate demo, I pulled off my shirt to reveal I had I'm a stupid arrow pointing down
your
to my diarrhea.
Oh,
just
my God.
A tattoo that makes no sense until you. Because it says, I'm with stupid diarrhea. Just pointed. We could edit all this out. I think anytime we start describing memes is when this show takes a shit dive.
Yeah. It seems, and some, I think some shows, that's all they do.
Oh, really? The meme? Welcome to the meme hour?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
What music were you listening to?
I don't like the meme font. What is it? Impact?
I don't know what that is.
Well,
I don't
back
like
when
strong.
I first made Beach Better Have My Money, which of course is
best
a
fucking thing ever this guy made.
And it was immediately
way, Chris,
a bunch of t-shirt companies.
Chris is an can't say it enough, amazing artist. Went to So is Meg. And you guys are both amazing artists. You both went to art school.
We like to draw.
Yeah.
We do.
But he made an old man?
I just took
a
picture of a guy. There was a guy on the beach with a metal detector. and I was like, "Oh, this beach better have my money." And I was laughing alone. And so I just made it on my phone. I have an app. That,
and it went bananas?
It went Montana bananas. We're talking 6,000 of my closest acquaintances immediately said, "Good job."
Yeah.
And then people started sending me, "Oh, this shirt, these people made this shirt, it's $6 tees or whatever." And I was going to actually reach out and say, "Damn it, that makes me mad." But it seemed like I came up with it too easily, and I was researching just one of the t-shirt companies, and they had come out with it before me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That feels a little bit better somehow.
Yeah, I didn't, and
it's
I didn't.
Good thing you didn't lose your shit.
Yeah, I know. Cease and desist. And they're like, "Yeah, well, here's some simple paperwork." Well, I guess now pot kettle black me. But no, I didn't think I had seen it anywhere.
Not to bring up more angst stuff with you, but you had a similar situation with your Warriors shirt, right?
Oh, right. It's funny because...
Describe it to Meg, because she doesn't know it.
That was another... I was just thought of the movie The Warriors, which is like a blood-drippy logo with Warriors, the basketball team logo. Golden Gate Bridge instead of the Bay Bridge. So I made a bridge in Illustrator, but I just slapped that logo on it and had it on Instagram. But I thought, well, I could maybe sell these. Since that, I'm not into basketball, but that team was doing well. So I was in, I put the order in to have them printed. And then a friend of mine is Jeff Ament from Pearl Jam. He lives in Missoula.
I didn't know that.
And he's an awesome guy. He puts skate parks in Native American, like, reservation towns.
Oh,
and he
cool.
pays for it himself. And
now, do they want these skate parks, or is he...
Yeah, they do. And they,
or is it just more of the
so
same?
These kids that otherwise have nothing to do, especially, you want to talk boring, being in a town with no government
anything,
subsidies for any, like... And all of a sudden they have the world class skate parks, so they get good at skating. It's really neat. But so I like him a lot, but he and his friend, who is this guy who I'm now friends with because of this, they were wearing the shirt at a game, and I was like, and my friends were like, "Oh, cool, you printed those shirts." I'm like, "No, I didn't." So I think Jeff had shown it to this friend of his, and then they printed up just a couple shirts for the two of them.
But then it got on television.
I overreacted, I think, a little, or in retrospect, because I was like, "You guys made shirts?" You know, I just went back to the idea of someone taking your art. And then his friend said, "Bootleg the Bootleggers," or whatever. But that's a Pearl Jam lyric, I guess.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. And so I was like, "What?" But anyway,
you made a bootleg the bootlegger shirt.
No, and they, then they both promoted it, the shirt, and then I sold a bunch of them, and I'm like, "Oh man, why do I even say it?" That's one of those things where I'm like, why don't I just stop and count to 10 and relax when I see something? I tend to fire off or react, especially with email and everything.
Well, when I asked you to do this show, you called me a piece of shit for some reason.
What's that?
When I asked you to do this show, you said, "No, you piece of shit." And they go, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And if I had just waited 10 minutes and breathed a little, I would have called you Julian, is it?
Yeah.
It was embarrassing. But like I said, that guy, Jeff's friend, he started Sessions, this company. It's like a mail order thing, and they make snowboard clothes, and they became a big deal. And he sent me all these old patches and stickers and stuff. He's like the nicest dude.
Oh, yeah.
You ever like think, it's been a few years now since I was like, "You guys stole my idea." And they're like, "No, we didn't. We made two shirts. Settle down." And I'm like, "Learn to breathe." It's all about breathing. But yeah, he's become like it's weird how I have friends that I've never met now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's unhealthy.
I think you should sell some pirated Pearl Jam shirts just to get back at them a little bit.
No, I did think that maybe I could parlay it in. But since it's all water under the bridge, can I do some Pearl Jam shirts?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because that's one of the coolest things about that band is, like, if you go to Seattle in the airport, they have, like, a display of all these old Pearl Jam posters, and that's the raddest art.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have good taste in.
Did you like Pearl Jam?
I mean,
that was the sweetest no.
It's funny when I.
Not everybody has to like Pearl Jam.
In 93, you know, when you were 10, I
was 8.
I was 18. Sorry. I added. Yeah. That freshman year of college, everyone has that Pearl. That was playing in every dorm.
Like,
their first album.
I did not like them. I just never got into them.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Yeah.
I was too busy listening to these guys.
Oh, yeah, the Cardigans
are great.
Yeah, Cardigans are great.
They are great.
We have done our job talking about the Cardigans. We don't need to do that anymore on this show.
Do you like...
We think they're one of the most underrated bands of all time.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially because I only know of like 3 songs.
Oh, my God, Chris. We're making you a playlist. We should make a playlist
for
everyone.
We should. We'll make a playlist.
I would accept it.
Yeah.
I'm a big Sundays fan. You guys like the Sundays?
Yeah, I like the Sundays. I do.
Big time.
Yeah.
If you guys don't totally love them, you can take your Cardigans and shove them up your ass.
It'll stop the diarrhea. That's for sure.
Something. I've been doing it this whole show, diarrheaing.
What was your favorite band when you were skating? What band do you associate the most with skating?
It's funny because it was all the music that made me excited. Like, we would put a
tape
player.
What years were these for you? It was like early 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And back then, I mean, there was a period where they were worried, I think, about the rights issues, and so a lot of the music in skate videos was made for the videos or by bands.
Oh, right.
So it was crappy, sloppy,
punk,
fast,
yeah,
punk metal
stuff. It makes me think of that scene in Clueless where Breckenmeyer, Travis, is at the skateboarding competition, and it's like, now when I watch that scene, I'm like, ugh. But
like
when I was a kid, I was like, this music is so cool. It's like,
It's like the worst song on the soundtrack.
Yeah,
right?
It is. I go back to old
those
videos.
Were Chris's friends.
It is nostalgic, and I used to put a tape player next to the TV and play the VCR of the tape.
Oh man!
And then go up and play it on a boombox and skate in front of my house, and it would get me excited. But that was the early.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after that, it's 2 years later. It's just all. The Souls of Mischief, and it was a lot of early 90s hip hop, which I still like a lot more than today's hip hop.
You like, you were a hip hop kid.
Well, it seemed like that was the music that was associated with skating for a while, like more so than like punk rock or
like
whatever.
The De La Soul hip hop or like the,
exactly.
Have you listened to their Hieroglyphics? The 2016 album that they released?
I should want to, but I'm more
was
into
David
like
David Byrne on that.
David Byrne is on it. It's very it's not at all what I thought it would be. I only listened to it because David Byrne
tunes.
Was on it.
All that jazz.
Man, you have a perfect voice for that.
Everybody likes a young grandpa. It's funny because even.
Sorry, that's a great character. It's young grandpa, and it's just a dude. He's just 35.
He sounds like a grandpa on the phone, and then you meet him at the mall. It's like, you're young. Young grandpa. Let's go solve a crime, kids. Into my Jeep. No funny stuff. It's a normal relationship that I have with a bunch of kids. And we solve crimes because they're free thinkers. and their parents know they're with me.
If there's one thing I know about little kids, it's they're really good at details.
Tim Hamilton had the funniest story because there was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon with a giant ape or gorilla that would drove around with, and he would hang out with kids, or he talks about it on. He was so young when he did this. It's like, and they go around. Anyone remember that cartoon? They go solve crimes. Anyway, it was called Statutory Ape, and I was so. It was a long time ago before you ever heard. Oh, Jim, I'm sorry that that's the joke I quoted of yours.
That's okay.
Even when I was young, all my friends were listening to, I would had my older sister who was influencing me with, The Cure and Depeche Mode and OMD and all this 80s new. And that's not what skaters were listening to. No. You're supposed to listen to, DRI and all this, thrash metal stuff. So I would, I remember going to the music store and I'd bought Dirty Rotten Imbeciles and George Michael Faith together. And that was the one my dad was like, sure, I want your sex. What the hell is this? Dad, this other one is called I Want to Be Eat Dead. And half these songs are about coffins. and he had no problem with that. There was blood on the, dripping blood on everything. He's like, that looks good.
I think I've told this story on the show before, but maybe not. But where my friend Colin Del Rossi in high school, he was such an inside kid. He hated leaving the house. He was a stoner and all that. I loved him. But his mom would go to the record store for him with his list and buy him his records. And then,
oh man.
Ooh. And he was, he was the first music snob I ever knew, And
man, going to the record store is the best part.
Yeah. I know, it's so funny. It's like, why didn't he want to go? And he knew all the best stuff, so it's so weird that his mom was this conduit. So anyway,
was he an albino? Is there some reason he didn't want to go outside?
He was stoned and a little bit chubby.
Oh yeah.
So no, I don't know. I think he was that lazy. He took lazy to next level. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. He's still alive.
Yeah, he lives in San Francisco.
Good.
Two kids. But anyway.
Good.
I think they raised themselves. But I'll just never forget. So he gives this list to his mom, and she calls him landline. Uh-huh. This is early 90s. And he has it on speaker, right? Because we're playing video games. And she's like, Colin, I'm here, and I got your Guided by Voices, and you're the Lilies. But what is this? They don't have this Big Black songs about fucking.
Oh, that's funny.
And Colin goes, Mom, it's Big Black. The album is songs about fucking. And she goes, okay, sorry.
And whose band is that? I tried to reference
Big
that
Black.
Last night. Lou Albino, or who's?
Oh, the guy from Garbage. He later became Garbage.
Well, he produced tons of albums.
I'm wrong. It's the Albini guy.
Steve Albini.
He did Nevermind and all that stuff.
Yeah. And even Bad Music.
Yeah, like Anthrax.
Or Chevelle. Yeah. I loved that album. And it was such an iconic album cover.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, for years I masturbated to his mom saying Big Black songs about fucking. That's not true. That is not true, Colin, and I am so sorry.
What if you could? Remember those days?
I know, where anything.
You could just masturbate to the memory of one of your friend's mom saying something. Clean your room!
She said it kind of quiet.
Oh, that's
Do you
funny.
Remember your first, and then we'll go, and we can edit this also. Do you remember your first perv, like, thing in real life that you were like, ooh, I'm going to use that?
No, I don't.
Really?
I don't think it's the same. It's not the same. I mean, it is not totally different, but I don't remember hearing, like, one of my friend's dads say something and me thinking, like, I can't wait to rub one out thinking of this. That never happened to me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry.
What? But not, like, a show or a poster? There was nothing that really you remember?
No, I was, like every girl, I was into Heath Ledger.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was into Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Everybody. I am a little.
Yeah.
He was so cool.
Yeah.
And
he
funny.
I just loved that he looked like he chain smoked. I was like, mm-hmm. I'm into that.
Yeah.
I don't know. He looked sweet but dangerous, and that's clearly a look I'm still into. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm dangerous, like I'll eat food that's really expired.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's my kind of.
I got a coffee.
I'm a bad boy.
I don't know if it's
this yogurt expired 2 weeks ago.
I got some cold brew that yesterday. But I needed caffeine. I had a long day yesterday, and I had a show at the end and then a concert to go to, and I need to be awake for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I got some, and it tasted exactly like mold. But as I'm drinking it, I'm like, this would go bad in a sour way. It would go bad
not in a mold,
but I kept drinking it. I'm like, what's mold gonna do? A little extra, a little free penicillin or whatever. And I just kept drinking it. And then it really started to taste like mold. And I'm like, this is a bad... I'm going to stop drinking it now. But I was 10 through the 12 ounces in. I
Whoa.
Just drank consciously from the first sip, drank a moldy beverage.
Don't do that with meat.
You think about that with the... Like, I remember my dad, like... It blew my mind when he cut around mold on cheese or whatever.
Yeah.
But now, as you get older, you're just like, yeah, it's in my mouth already. Why wouldn't I swallow it?
My dad taught me to cut around mold.
Yeah.
He didn't. It wasn't like sometimes you got to do this. He's like, this is how you cut around mold.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do tend to roll the dice with what you eat.
I feel like it makes you stronger.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
And when the end comes and we have to eat old food.
Exactly.
My body will be ready for it.
I've tried to do jokes about it, but I've learned later in life that I had perfect attendance in kindergarten through fifth grade. I didn't miss a single day of school that wasn't my parents taking me on a vacation or something. And I was never sick, ever.
The Fairbanks have gone to Sweden.
It was usually just... San Diego.
Okay.
But that's fancy.
It is.
Yeah. We had family there. But I really think that as a kid, I was always in a sandbox we had cats, and I always was getting worms and stuff. I know that I vividly now remember as a young person, like, I know I put cat shit in my mouth. I know I did. And my mom was like, you have worms again. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't think I had a thing for it. I'm maybe one of the only people that knew what cat shit tasted like. And as a result, I think I was never, ever sick.
Because the worms, the worms ate all your...
It sounds like an old-timey, I hate it when people are like, nowadays, kids, you
don't even eat cat shit.
Exactly. That's just the...
But now they got to wear a helmet when they eat cat shit.
Well, you really didn't hear... It's such an old guy thing to talk about, but no one was allergic to peanuts or whatever.
Right.
Or maybe kids died unexplainably all the time.
No, I mean, I don't remember anybody having any kind of allergies whatsoever whenever I was a kid.
And I didn't have any allergies 10 years ago. You acquire them, and now I'm allergic to my own mustache and the ocean. But when I was a kid,
it's a constant fight with your face.
I was just juggling cat shit into my mouth. Never got sick once.
Or you just didn't know what sick was because you would shit your pants while skating and be like, I'm fine.
That was just a sweet, sweet move. Gotta go home immediately.
Obviously, I didn't eat enough cat shit this week.
Oh, and I didn't tell you guys how far I had to skate home with diarrhea. Just chapped.
We're talking about Montana here. I mean, this is like miles of open space.
I picture you hiking through open mountains with shit just dripping down your leg.
We all know where the baseball fields are. They're never in the middle of town. I just skate all just chapped ass, hot sun.
Ooh.
Cars honking.
Yeah. Moose just following you.
Yeah. I have shit dangling from me, too. I'm a moose.
Are there moose in Montana? Did I make that up?
Yeah, there's mooses.
Oh, thank God. Sometimes I say real dumb stuff.
No, you have to go far out of town. They don't like... Now it's an actual problem. There are deer everywhere. Big deer with antlers. Bucks.
Right.
In town, just... walking
hanging
on
out.
Streets where they weren't.
Smoking cigarettes and cursing at old people.
But they know there's some that are like, I've been hit. There's one in my dad's backyard that is there most days, and his knee bends the opposite way. It's got one like human leg.
What?
Because it broke. And animals adapt. There's another one with his tongue just hanging out.
Oh,
it
wow.
Just permanently is hanging out of his mouth, and he'll just be eating.
You know what you should do? Capture him and paint kiss makeup on his face.
I love it. That's a great idea.
And that is where we're going to end it.
Yeah. Sure.
No, I mean, why not? We could do this all day.
Yeah.
We never did
actually,
get to anything you're sentimental about. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sentimental. I'm going to keep people.
Do you
always,
have any sweet memories?
People always tell me I quit skateboarding. Like, how old are you?
Wait, I don't know. I love the pants pooping story.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
I just love that.
Yeah.
Not all nostalgic stories are fairy tale like. Sometimes you poop your pants and you look back and
at least he had a reason.
Look back fondly on that. And
yeah. Oh, that day was the best day.
Yeah.
It just ended that way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the circle of life.
But now you'll never forget it. It's like the bookmark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To this perfect day.
Yeah, I maybe would have just thrown it in a pile with other great days.
Exactly.
If it didn't have the shit-stained earmark.
Now you can lick your finger and just find that page, you know? At least you had a good reason for pooping your pants. I was walking home in New York one day and had barbecue after yoga. Wrong order to do that in.
Oh, yeah. Now it'll just be a swift left turn in traffic. That's enough to open the floodgates.
Oh,
but welcome to medical talk.
Open the floodgates. Gross. Okay.
Oh, man.
Well... that was great. Thank you, Chris Fairbanks.
What, you guys don't shit your pants while driving?
No!
Julian asked me once, he was how many times a year do you shit your pants? And I was like, no times a year.
She's a year?
I don't ever shit my pants. And Julian's like, oh, that's just unreasonable. Most grown men shit their pants between, two and five times a year.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that was
and we
conservative.
We asked several of our guy friends, and
she didn't believe. You're speeding through this, by the way. First of all, you were like, no times a year, and I'm like, no times a year. You're like, I've never shit my pants, and I was like, bullshit. And then you were like, how many times have you shit your pants? And I'm like, three times a year, like a normal person. And then she couldn't believe that for like a while.
But I kept asking people, and every guy I asked was like, yeah, you're just gonna shit your pants every now and then.
And then, Chris said three, right? Didn't Chris say three?
Yes, Chris said three.
How many times do you decide to?
That's a rare one.
One time in Houston, they have something called the Loop.
Yeah, and I'm from Houston.
And I couldn't find, the city was just rotating to my left. I couldn't find, and I had to go to the bathroom so bad. And for whatever reason, there was cardboard in my car, and I just slipped that under my seat. And I'm like, let her in, drove right to the comedy club. It was the old Laugh Stop, remember, on West Gray?
I used to live right by there.
Yeah, it's those days were great. And then I just walked into the club. Hi, everyone. I've shit my pants. I couldn't find... I got lost. Oh, this is a horrible way to...
Wow.
We can edit.
We're gonna edit this to the front of the podcast.
Yeah, I think all that week at the Laugh Stop, I talked about how I'd chat.
So how effective was the cardboard?
Did it work?
It worked great.
Upholstery protected. I don't know why. I still don't remember why that cardboard. It was like a.
It was like God put it there.
It was the shape of a tiny toilet.
Yeah. I don't know why it said it on printed on it was shit here.
And that was when Jesus said, "That's when I carried you."
Yeah. Oh, his shit covered footsteps were right next to me the whole time.
I think the only time that day I referred to in New York when I was like, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah.
I had two blocks to go to my apartment. And I was like, I'm basically everyone around me. And in New York, that's a lot of people can see that I'm walking like I'm going. I'm trying not to.
But nobody's really watching you. That's the good thing about New York. If you're going to shit your pants out on the sidewalk, New York's probably the best place to do it because nobody's looking at what you're doing.
I did give up. I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to make it. And there's no bathrooms in New York. So I just was like, here we go. Let's hope it's not a bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst. Mm-hmm. There's no worse feeling because you have to immediately... Wherever you are, you have to go home where your underwear is. You have to go to where a shower is, but also underwear.
That's
or
one of my
unless you're on a date with me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot. I shit my pants on a date with
what?
Her.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hit it.
He hit it with me.
I got away with it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And I mean, I really shit my pants. I wasn't like, is this a fart? I shit my pants.
That's great. Like a dinner or something?
Yeah.
We were walking to a movie and he shit his pants and all of a sudden he started walking faster.
You didn't notice this at the time.
Well, I didn't notice this at the time.
I completely got it. It was a perfect crime.
But he was like, we got to get to the movie. And I was like, okay, whatever.
I call it Ocean's 2.
And then he disappeared for a long time into the bathroom. So I was like, whatever, I'm a girl, I'll fix my makeup. Mm-hmm. I came out. He still wasn't out of the bathroom.
She went into the movie.
No, I didn't go into the movie. I was standing by the box office and he came out and he was like, sorry, long line, some guy in there. And I was like, okay, no problem. Didn't think anything of it.
That's so funny.
And then later he was like, I shit my pants so bad. I had to throw my underwear away and do a thorough clean.
I love that you know about that now. And then one day you just told her, remember that time?
Well, it's weird that she didn't notice because I came back out with no pants. It was like, it was a long line.
Sarah Silverman told some story about a friend of hers that shat while on a date and then was like, as they were walking down the street, looked in a window and said, oh my God, I have to buy that sweater.
Okay.
And so he went, he's like, I just need it. I like it so much. And he went in and he's like, just grabbed a pair of pants and a shirt to try or that sweater.
Went in
the changing room, used his pants to wipe himself and everything.
Oh, my God.
And then, I don't remember the details, but looked in the bag, and it was just the sweater. The pants weren't in there, so he was like, had wiped himself. Like, she tells, I'm leaving out
That's
probably
amazing.
Details.
That's amazing.
And I don't know who it was, but she told that story one time when she told it to Tig, and I was in my room watching. I was like, wow, they're cool. But anyway. Yeah, shitting, man. It's you know the only good place to do it? At the zoo.
It's the most popular
smells
guy.
Like shit here.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't expect that monkey shit smell to be from penguins. Well,
you're furiously making eye contact with a monkey. It's like, throw it over here, throw it over here.
Please, hit me in the face. You do it all the time in YouTube videos.
I feel like we could safely insert a regular pooping segment and...
I don't know. I don't know if anybody.
Is, man.
I don't know if anybody wants to.
It's come up a little bit lately.
Yeah. You'd have to disguise it.
Poop is never not funny to me.
Mm-hmm. No.
A lot of people are still weird about it.
I know. A lot of people are really poop shy. Girls are really poop shy. I think it's really funny.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's just, let's all realize that every human does it. But
exactly.
I'm not that.
Poop shy makes it sound like you introduced poop to somebody and they were like, oh, I don't want to really talk to
I don't know. What are you, sealed up back there like a Ken doll?
A poop prude?
Uh-huh.
Poop prudes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. You're welcome. Welcome.
Yes, thank you.
I had fun. It's good to see you both.
Yes. Goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
The soft spot.
This podcast was brought to you by Starburns Audio, produced by Land Romo, and was engineered by Matt Brousseau. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts.